Let us pray to God Almighty for people everywhere in their various needs, for the church around the world, for all who are near and dear to us, and for ourselves.
The Lord is my shepherd.
I shall not want.
We pray, O Lord, that wherever people are calling out to you, wanting for food, clothing, or shelter, that you will awaken in us and in government and social agencies care and compassion. Thus, may the blessings you have showered on this planet be shared with them, bringing you all the praise. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
He makes me lie down in green pastures.
He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul.
Sovereign God, we pray for all people who are suffering under the ravages of war between nations, civil unrest and revolution, and terror from extremists of all stripes. Raise up leaders who will work for peace and justice and will seek ways of reconciliation. Move government leaders to look in empathy on all who are denied basic human rights. Lead them to make decisions to restore calm and human dignity for all. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
He leads me in paths of righteousness.
For his name's sake. O Holy Spirit, we pray for the church here and around the world. Grant opportunity for clergy and lay leaders to share the good news, strengthening those who trust in Jesus and leading many to their Savior. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil.
For you are with me, your rod and your staff, they comfort me.
Lord Jesus, hear us as we pray for those we know who are calling out to you for healing of body or mind, who face this day with sudden crises, are enduring long-term illness, or are looking through tears of sorrow. Lord, especially this day we pray for our sister Dottie as she faces surgery, and also for the Settles family as they gather to mourn Joyce's passing. Lord, also specifically for Jean, Dylan, Kai, Bev, Ann, Nancy, Haley, Rosanna, Chuck, Joel, Max, Laverne, Dee, Warren, Wyatt and Charlie, Roman, PJ, Janine, Daryl, Rich, Bonnie, Sandy, Don, Dottie. Also for Joanna, Scott, and Lynn. Grant them days of health, relief, and comfort as you accompany them on their journey. Lord, in your mercy.
You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies.
You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Heavenly Father, grant strong faith to us and all who come to the Lord's Supper this day. Give us the blessings of life and salvation that flow from our Savior's body and blood. Lord, in your mercy.
Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life.
And I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
These and any other things that you would have us ask of you, Heavenly Father, grant to us for the sake of Jesus, your Son, our Lord, in whose name we pray.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give him thanks and praise.
Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." And in the same way also after supper, Jesus took the cup. When he had blessed it, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the new covenant in my blood shed for you for the full forgiveness of all of your sins. This do as often as you drink of it in remembrance of me." We join our hearts and words together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. You may be seated. The table has been prepared.